Welcome to Open Minded Healing, where the topic is alternative health. We will be having conversations with the practitioners that offer a variety of alternative healing modalities, as well as everyday people who have recovered their health outside of the MD's office. Join us with an open mind for conversations that may provide solutions to healing your own body on a mental, physical, and spiritual level. I'm Marla Miller. Let's begin. Welcome, everyone. Today, I've invited back a previous guest, Eileen Durfee. Eileen is a former nuclear power plant engineer who became sick due to chemical exposure. Her journey to overcome her own health issues led her to become an inventor and businesswoman. Eileen founded her own health company called Creatrix Solutions to create and distribute natural healing products worldwide. Welcome, Eileen.
Well, thank you for having me back.
Yeah, I'm very happy to have you back. You're always a wealth of information, and so I appreciate what you have to share. So today we're going to be talking about a topic that some might find funny or unusual, or they may be curious about it, but we're going to really get into this topic today. And the topic is coffee enemas. So I would say a lot of people know what an enema is and may have experienced it, you know, sort of that clearing out of your colon through different means. But the coffee enema is a little bit different. So do you want to give a general description and then maybe a little scientific background?
Sure. Coffee enemas are mainly water with some strong brewed coffee added to it. So the solution kind of looks like a very light brown color or tan, you know, because it doesn't have very much coffee. Let's say if you had like a quart of water, you might have a tablespoon of strong coffee in there. So it is a coffee enema because, you know, you're putting fluid up your rectum. And so then the body retains that fluid for a while before expelling it. And coffee enemas, believe it or not, are written about in the Dead Sea Scrolls. So they've literally been around for thousands of years. Now, my favorite story about coffee enemas and why they're so beneficial was during the war when Hitler's army was cut off from supplies. Typically, when they didn't have pain medications or anesthesia to operate on soldiers, the doctors would always order a plain water enema. Now, one of the nurses thought, hey, the doctors are drinking coffee and it's keeping them going 24/7. So they started pouring leftover coffee into enema buckets. And something amazing happened. Pain reduction was dramatic. So much so that it became famous in Europe, and major universities began studying to try to find out by what mechanism was this pain relief being given. So they took the coffee water solution and put it in rats' rectum and figured out that after 12 minutes, the caffeine and the palmitic acid from the solution was gone. And they determined that it went up the portal vein. Now, a portal vein all along your intestinal tract, it's like going out in your garden and pulling up a tomato. There's all these little tuber roots. The vein is like that, and it attaches to our intestinal tract. That's the portal vein, and it leads to the liver. So what was happening is the caffeine and the palmitic acid went up the portal vein directly to the liver. And once it got to the liver, that actually stimulated bile production. So bile can change the pH of the intestinal tract. It can trap and mop up heavy metals. But also what was going on, glutathione, which is a major antioxidant in our bodies, the production of it was increased over 600%.
Yeah, it's amazing.
And then, if that isn't beneficial enough, it turned on enzyme systems in the body. So through all that mechanism, the side effect of that was a reduction in pain. You know, obviously it's going to detoxify because of extra bile. There's a lot of people out there that will take ox bile supplements and things to generate more bile from the liver so it can trap heavy metals and things like that in your body. So generally, the health benefits of a coffee enema are tremendous.
Well, I can admit I have done this technique many times. When I was healing, going through my healing process with autoimmune, and my foot was really swollen. That was one of the big symptoms. I was on crutches because my foot was so swollen, I couldn't touch it to the ground. But when I started to do the coffee enemas, I was doing them like every other day for a little while because I had such benefit from it. Immediately after I would do the coffee enema, the inflammation in my foot totally went down. It would last, I don't remember, the rest of the day. It was like the rest of the day or 24 hours, something like that. But it was amazing to see that immediate response. And on top of that, I always felt so much more clear-headed. I always felt lighter and like I could get more done that day, had more focus. Also, in doing them, I mean, people are probably conjuring all kinds of images in their head regarding how this is done. But I will say, before we get into it later, is to me, it was almost like a meditative practice. To me, it was just a relaxing time. You have nothing else scheduled. You have kind of that peace and quiet for like a half an hour, however long you end up doing it. So that was my experience. I mean, you've explained what the coffee itself does, right? With the glutathione, that's strictly due to the coffee itself.
Right. A water enema is going to flush things out. So is a coffee enema. But it's the caffeine and the palmitic acid in the coffee that does the magic. And it doesn't take very much of it. Even people who are really sensitive to caffeine can start off with maybe a teaspoon of brewed coffee to 32 ounces and tolerate it actually pretty well. The caffeine being absorbed through the intestinal tract affects the body in a much different way than drinking coffee.
So would you suggest doing the coffee enema in the morning versus in the evening?
Absolutely. Yes, in the morning is best because it will give you a pick-me-up. But it's different than just drinking coffee. It doesn't hit you that hard, but it's more sustaining. Like you said, you felt much better for like 24 hours. And that's the case with doing a coffee enema. You definitely feel better. And I think that the reason why the clear-headedness and being able to focus is because, especially in women, we tend to have leftover toxic copper in our bodies. And copper affects mental abilities. And so when you do a coffee enema, that extra bile will bind the toxic copper because copper rises with estrogen. And if we're stressed and we have lower adrenal gland function, we can't keep copper bound to a protein to make it bioavailable. So with doing a coffee enema, we can get rid of this toxic copper load and think clearly. There's a lot of information on copper toxicity and the symptoms of toxicity, which actually include headaches, insomnia, panic attacks, anxiety, all kinds of things like that. And so doing a coffee enema in the morning can oftentimes reduce that toxic copper loading, and then people feel better. It's like things that were bothering them vanish. I always tell people, you know, I'll never ask you to do a coffee enema again, but I'm going to give you a challenge. I want you to do a daily coffee enema for 2 weeks, and that's it. Usually by 2 weeks, the person has felt such a dramatic improvement in their health that the coffee enema sells itself. That's the one thing. There's a really quick reward system. And frankly, the objections to doing a coffee enema mainly have been either the person has back pain or knee problems and it's hard for them to get in a position to lay down. And then even if you are physically fit and you lay down to do a coffee enema, when it's time, when you feel the urgency to eliminate, by then it's too late. You stand up and then everything goes all over the floor, splashing, making a mess. So it takes a while to get your rhythm, to have a little catch bucket, and to be able to develop the muscles down there, you know, to hold the fluids, to be able to move around and get up and eliminate. So I have eliminated that objection. And it's thanks to one client who, bless his soul, started doing coffee enemas at my recommendation, and it just changed his life. But he bought one of my bags that could be turned inside out to clean. And he stood up and he rolled the bag so he didn't have to lay down, so it kind of like pushed the fluid up his rectum. So that got me thinking, what about a little pump so that people with back problems or knee problems or people who just didn't want the mess of an accident when they're getting up? And it worked. Now I've got a glass jar with a handle that's got an adapter and you just put a pump on it. And so I use that in the shower. And so it's just a, you know, a long shower and I get out and sit down and eliminate. It's a lot more affordable. And because of how healthy and beneficial coffee enemas are, I tried to remove every objection and make it easy so anyone could give this wonderful protocol a try.
Yeah, that's great. Where you're always coming up with solutions. So there's another one you came up with. So maybe if people are wondering, why would I do a water enema and why would I do a coffee enema? You know, what you'd use each for. I know the water enema, I think one thing is like when patients have gotten really dehydrated, sometimes after a surgery or something where they're just not drinking enough water and they start to get sick because they're so dehydrated. I know doctors will prescribe a water enema, like that you could get at any pharmacy. But the coffee enema in particular, do you want to name some reasons why you would use a coffee enema?
You know, as far as coffee enemas go, because they're mostly water, if a person has been prescribed to do a water enema, I would just add the coffee to it because that's also going to hydrate you, but then you get all those other benefits. And I'm one of those people that if I'm going to spend time doing something, I want to maximize the results and the benefits that I'm going to achieve by dedicating my time to that. And so with doing a coffee enema, some people will say, you know, not much came out. My first answer to that is, how much water and what kind of water have you been drinking? Because I believe you're dehydrated. Actually, probably 80% of the population is dehydrated to some extent. We're just not drinking enough water at different times throughout the day, and we're not drinking the right kind of water, so it's not getting in our cells to actually do the hydration. The coffee enema, it is also very hydrating, and so I tell clients that if that happens to you, prepare another jug of the solution and do another enema, and then you'll get things coming out.
Yeah. What is some of the scientific research behind it? Because I know you do hear different things. Some say to be careful, they're cautionary about it, and others tout the benefits of it. Let's talk about the pros and cons of a coffee enema, because if you Google it, you'll see both. So as far as possible cons, well, I know of one, and it's just, I think, the way that you insert the tube. People are aggressive or maybe push it too far or too rough with it. I think some people are afraid of tearing the tissue.
Yes. And you can use some natural lubrication and you can bear down so the sphincter opens so it can be inserted, you know, easily. There's no rush. You know, they can just take their time. And also it helps when you use a flexible tip instead of the solid tips. So that way, you know, it really keeps you from injuring yourself.
Yeah. And what I found, it's not like, I think some people envision you're pushing this tube up far into your body, but it really doesn't require that.
I think our flexible tips that come with the kit are 4 inches long. It doesn't take much. And I recommend when you're standing up using the pump is you can take your other hand and you can massage, because on the left side of your abdomen, that's the ascending part of your colon. So you can kind of massage that, and then across your ribs, underneath your ribs, is the transverse part. And you can just be massaging that, and then the fluid will make its way all the way up there. And so it can be, you know, very, very comfortable without pain or discomfort.
Yeah.
And when you feel like you're full, like for instance, 32 ounces, I never put that much inside me at one time. I use about half of it. And then I will hold, you know, ideally 6 minutes, because if I'm using a 32 ounce jar, half of it for 6 minutes, then I go eliminate, then I come back in, I refill, I do another 6 minutes, and I've got that magic 12-minute mark where my body's taking out the caffeine and the palmitic acid to do its magic.
Yeah, and I did hear so that every 3 minutes you can hold it in, it's benefiting you, recycling the bile and allowing for more toxins to be latched onto and eliminated.
Yes, yes. And I tell people, even if they can only hold it 1 minute, that's what the 2-week challenge is about. Because initially, you're not going to be able to hold it long at all. But that's okay. Just go eliminate, refill, do your best, and then practice makes perfect, like day 2 or 3 or 4. By the end of the 2 weeks, you're going to be able to hold it the 12 minutes. But any amount of time that you hold it is better than none. And you'll feel the difference in your body.
Yeah. So as far as the actual process, I know for me, what I did was I boiled 4 cups of water, distilled water, not tap water, and then put in organic coffee. I put in 4 tablespoons, but some people may do less. I let it boil. Then I add the coffee and put it on simmer for 12 minutes. Then I strain it through a strainer, put it in a coffee enema bucket that I've purchased on Amazon. I had a metal bucket, and then let it cool off. And while it cools off, because it might take a half hour or something, I go do my exercise routine, or I go do whatever it is I want to do in the morning. So that was the first part. And then the second part was laying a towel down on your bathroom floor, getting comfortable, maybe put a little towel rolled up under your head. And if you lay down and you have the bucket raised up, like put it on a bathroom hook or something, so it's elevated above you. And then you could dip the tip in coconut oil. That's what I do. I'm sure, like you said, some kind of lubricant. I found like if you're laying on your side and then you tuck your knees in, insert that, release some of the coffee into you, and then hold it as long as you can up to 12 minutes. But the first time you may only be able to hold it a minute or less. Then you just get up quickly and use the bathroom. Do you have anything to add to that process or anything you've tried that was helpful?
Yeah. The way you prepare the coffee, I might not get around to doing my coffee enema. That takes too long. It's too much effort. So I bought myself a stainless steel percolator, and I just make my coffee. It takes, less than 5 minutes. And then I fill my 32-ounce glass jar almost all the way up to the top. I leave room for the coffee. But then I pour the fresh, right off the stove, brewed coffee in on top of the room temperature water. And it's perfect. No waiting. And I do mine in the shower, so I don't have to lay down. But yeah, just really however you prepare the coffee. The boil method and straining it and all of that was more difficult. And I found that percolating gets all that goodness out of the coffee grounds and it's just faster.
Yeah, well, that's definitely good for people that want to shorten that time period and to use your product, like you said, which is something different that people could look up on your website, creatrixsolutions.com. So if you haven't ever experienced an enema and this seems very foreign, you can Google it and find exactly how to do it or, you know, or find different products, different coffee enema kits, whether it's on your site for that particular one, you can do standing in the shower, or if you go to Amazon, they have a couple different varieties of it. And so as far as the coffee, I know I use organic and it's also a green bean, I guess. So a little different than black coffee, but what do you use?
Well, green coffee is lightly roasted and it contains higher amounts of caffeine and palmitic acid. I've used both. When I was doing daily coffee enemas with the green, lightly roasted beans, literally my skin started to turn green. My liver was making so much bile, it was like in excess. So I switched to like a medium dark roast coffee, which is more yang. So actually it detoxifies your body more than being yin. So I just get an organic coffee. There's local roasters. So you can get something very fresh. That way you're not having to worry about mold and things like that. They do sell coffee online that is mold certified free. And I started checking into that and it's grown in the shade, but they're touting that it's very low acid coffee. Well, for a coffee enema, you don't want low acid coffee. For drinking, yeah, that would be great, but that's not the best, you know, for a coffee enema. So I would say organic, find a local roaster. It seems like now with the craze of everybody drinking coffee, there's local roasters just everywhere. And literally any way you make coffee, just as long as you're getting that brewed coffee in your water solution, is better than no coffee enema at all. So I would just encourage people to start anywhere that they can do it until they develop the habit. You know, before you develop the habit, if you can feel so much better, it's just a huge incentive, you know, to continue to make it part of your routine.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. It's easy to make it a habit once you experience the benefits of it, for sure.
You were asking about the cons. One of the cons that I've heard is that, oh, that's going to strip the minerals out of your body by doing coffee enemas. And so I have to tell a story. I was in a car wreck. I had to have knee surgery. Now, I started doing daily coffee enemas in 2011, and that wreck was in 2013. So I had to have all my blood work, everything done for surgery. At the time, I actually went through a life insurance exam and had all the blood work done. And my numbers came out perfect, like right down the middle of everything. So much so, like the life insurance company's going, wow, what are you doing? We've never issued life insurance with the healthiest class that you qualified for. So I have to say, daily coffee enemas, daily near infrared saunas, daily drinking my ozonated water. When I was at the physical therapy place, they had me put my hand on that S3 machine, which measures circulating antioxidants, because most people don't have enough antioxidants. And when you have low antioxidants, you have a higher risk for cancer and other diseases. And when they measured mine at 80,000 units, they're going like, oh my gosh, you're never going to get cancer. What antioxidants are you taking? Keep in mind, coffee enemas are making the master antioxidant, glutathione, increasing at 600%. Plus, you know, near infrared saunas also increase your antioxidant level in your body. But I personally, after doing daily coffee enemas for several years and then having all the follow-up blood work, personally did not see that that was true. I'm not a demineralized person. The only thing different than maybe a standard person is I do a regular hair analysis and I take the minerals and supplements recommended by that. So maybe if someone wasn't taking anything and had a bad diet where they weren't getting good nutrients from like organic non-GMO food or something like that, maybe they were really nutrient deplete. Maybe it would. I just have never seen a real study to back up that warning of how a coffee enema would demineralize you.
Yeah. Yeah. That's very interesting. I mean, you had real samples, real blood work to show what was going on in your body after all the coffee enemas. So the cons can be easily taken care of if you just insert that too carefully and not too aggressively. And like you said, if you're eating a healthy diet, I mean, I'm sure if someone was extremely deficient because their lifestyle and what they're eating, then that's going to show up no matter what, whether you're doing that coffee enema or not, that right. You're depleted. But to have the benefit of that great a jump of antioxidant in your body is worth doing.
I agree. People ask me, I'm only going to do one thing for my health. What would you recommend, Eileen? It's a no-brainer. I say do a daily coffee enema. I know of nothing that gives you as much as that does.
Yeah.
If you look at those antique magazines and advertisements from the late 1800s, early 1900s, everywhere there's information on enema bags. It's like before we went to prescription medications, it was a regular thing where everybody in the household was doing regular enemas all the time. It's just one of the ways that people helped maintain their health. So we've just really kind of gotten away from that in this society.
Yeah. Well, I know I do them, especially when I detox my body from anything. Like right now I'm working on detoxing heavy metals because I've had tests. I know I have high lead that I'm pulling out. So that's beneficial to do the coffee enemas to really help facilitate that process. So,
absolutely.
It's good for that. Do you have any other things you want to add as to why someone would do a coffee enema? Other than, I mean, you've described quite well the benefits. But for a particular type of condition or health issue?
I've had many clients come to me getting on the hair analysis and they'll list all these medications, you know, anxiety, sinus issues, headaches, insomnia, just so many things. And I try to get them to do the coffee enema. And there was this one husband and wife where he said, I'll do that. They came back a month later for their test results and 80% of his symptoms were gone from just doing the coffee enema. And of course, whenever you start any detox program, sometimes, you know, you have Hexheimer reactions and you can, you know, feel uncomfortable and lethargic and all this kind of stuff. So I always am counseling clients to start slow. You know, make sure your detoxification pathways are opened up because if you're going to detoxify too fast, that's a stress on the body. And this guy, he says, oh, no big deal. I'll just do two coffee enemas a day. No need to start slow. You know, this guy was so sold on the coffee enema. I mean, obviously we can't make medical claims, but, you know, your body, when it has glutathione and it's, you know, trapping heavy metals and it's improving your digestion. It just does amazing things for you.
Yeah. And I also thought of how many people in the country or the world, you know, experience constipation. And so there's another benefit there if you're having issues.
Another con that I've been told is that, oh, you know, you're going to rely on those and not be able to have bowel movement. But I would rather have somebody getting that fecal matter out instead of having that auto-intoxification thing going on and deal with the underlying cause of, you know, their underactive adrenals and thyroid that could be causing the constipation. But in the meantime, you're doing something healthy for your body and minimizing the toxins that you could be reabsorbing. See, when you have underactive adrenal glands, which the first sign of that is fatigue. So how many Americans are tired all the time and are surviving on coffee? I mean, yeah. So many people in society with this rush 21st century of all the activities that people are jamming in their day, they're burning out their adrenal glands. And the adrenal glands make aldosterone, which is really what controls sodium electrolytes in the body. But for you to have good digestion, your body turns sodium into hydrochloric acid. So if you are not having regular bowel movements and you tend towards constipation, my guess is that your electrolyte sodium levels are lower. And so your body isn't able to make those digestive enzymes to digest your food. Therefore, your whole intestinal tract is sluggish. And also it's known with the underactive thyroid that you're going to tend towards constipation and have dry skin, you know, lack of energy. And so nourishing your endocrine system with different minerals and glandulars in some cases can restore someone's electrolytes to where their digestion can improve. And back in 2011, when I started, I was a wreck. And I had underactive thyroid, you know, underactive adrenals, and I was, you know, constipated. Before doing hair analysis and starting the coffee enemas, I was relying on way too much vitamin C and magnesium, which were doing other things in my chemistry. I was like medicating constipation with a natural substance, but causing other imbalances. And so I really think that that's not a con. That once you rebuild the body to support digestion, then, you know, you'll be able to eliminate without having to do a coffee enema.
Yeah, that's good information. So I guess the bottom line is, no pun intended, better out than in. That's the main theme here.
Yes.
So is there any last thing you want to add about this topic?
Just to try it. Step out in faith, give it, you know, a couple of weeks. Doing the same thing that you're doing right now is going to get you the same results. So if you're looking for something different, I would say to take me up on my challenge to do a daily coffee enema for 2 weeks and see how it benefits your body. Everybody responds differently. And if you have any back or knee problems or you don't want to deal with the mess, I would say go with the stand-up no-mess kit so that that isn't the barrier for you. You know, because there are thousands of people that swear by coffee enemas, how they've saved their life, how they're just not in pain anymore, they can sleep. There's just so many stories about how people have been helped.
Yeah. That's great. Where can people find you and also your products?
We're on social media under Creatrix Solutions, and the website is creatrixsolutions.com. And the stand-up no-mess kit is called the Enema Fix.
All right, perfect. And Creatrix ends with an X, solutions.com.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And I'll put it in the show notes. Well, thank you again for coming onto the show and giving us some valuable information.
Oh, well, thank you for having me, Marla.
Be sure and follow Open Minded Healing so you'll get every new episode as soon as it's released each Tuesday. You can listen on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.